This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Site allows you to not only experience all the features of the site for free, but also get interactive by submitting show prep suggestions that other listeners can view and vote on, whether they like or dislike it. The most voted up of the suggestions will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. Of course, you're also welcome to dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. As we continue taking your phone calls, we were talking last hour, and you're certainly welcome to continue the conversation about the police state, the rise of the security state as the folks in New York City and Manhattan and one particular district, the Park District or something like that of Manhattan, have basically had a total police state that they've been living in for the last decade, ever since after almost a full decade, ever since after 2001 September 11th attack. The folks in Park Row, it is, have been forced to show identification in order to get into their homes at night. They have been inconvenienced in various different ways. The traffic that was going through what was formerly a very busy, bustling street has died out, and as a result, businesses are dying too. So you want more checkpoints? You want to stop the immigrants? You want to stop the terrorists? You want to stop the drug dealers by putting up checkpoints and having more security state? Well, guess what? Your economy is going to die along with that as well. And freedom dies too. Is that really what you want? 800-259-9231. Of course, then we ended up talking about the federal government. And the last caller had an interesting point, suggesting that, well, if you just had people getting involved in their local governments, then that would help things out. That would put a stop to the federal government's depredations. And maybe he's on to something there. Maybe if you could actually make the system work and get people who love liberty involved in the system and get them elected to local office, that they could somehow say no to the federal government. I think that's possible. I mean, I fully support the idea of secession. I don't like the idea of having a state government either, but I'd rather have a state government than a federal government. And so I think the idea holds some water, like, you know, you could say no to the feds if you got the right people in, supposedly. I don't see that happening anytime soon, but it's possible, right?
I guess. I mean, it's, you know, I don't see the idea of secession being something that it seems to me that the United States federal government is more likely to spend itself into complete insolvency. I think we're already there. It's just people haven't figured it out yet. But complete insolvency rather than states beginning to secede. I think that more likely the politicians will pick the bone clean of all the meat that the taxpayers are able to provide to the point that they just run, well, the world reserve currency into the ground.
Let's go to your phone call, see what you think. You can bring up anything. Bill is in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello, Bill.
Just thought of something along the same lines of this police state, the example that you're giving in New York State. We only have to look a few decades back to the Patron era, where just about everywhere you went in the country, there was a local boss hog who controlled everything. Examples such as in Plaquemines Parish, there was Leander Perez. And in South Texas, there was, of course, the infamous George Parr. And the situation was so bad in Plaquemines Parish that there was an actual guard at the entrance of the only highway going into the parish, as well as the waterway, because people would travel on the water in that part of the world. And there was a guard. And you did not get into the Plaquemines Parish unless you had a written something allowing you to pass that checkpoint. And it had to be approved by the boss hog, the Plaquemines Parish boss, Leander Perez. And, you know, it had to be a work order or something like that. And so you can imagine the dearth of, there was no local business. It was all owned by Leander Perez. And then of course in South Texas, it wasn't quite like that. There was no way to control entrance and exit. But George Parr controlled who got elected and what they did. And so those are examples.
when was this?
Oh, well, the Plaquemines Parish, Leander Perez went through, I don't know exactly when he got in, it was probably the 1930s, but he actually exercised control up through sometime in the 1950s, and then when he died, his two sons took over. However, the control fell apart when each one tried to gain control, and they had a little family fight, and then of course it was all just lost. And of course Plaquemines Parish is a bustling oil terminal now, and you know there's all kinds of business as we can see now with the oil situation, the well, and then of course South Texas.
Yeah, you know, I can totally see how you know little strong men manage to take you know areas, and that probably happened sometime in you know not too distant past. I think of Dukes of Hazzard and Boss Hogg, and you know
exactly.
these things are absolutely true. And if you're suggesting that we need the federal government in order to break the grip of these guys,
was he suggesting that? I don't know.
I don't want to do that from one evil power to another.
Yeah, I'd rather have to deal with a Boss Hog than
move. You know, it's one thing to move around the block or, you know, a city away or even a state away or something like that. But the suggestions of so many of those, love it or leave it types are that, well, if you don't like the way we do things here in the United States and the way that the government is destroying the nation from the inside out, well, you just should leave. I think that's a silly concept.
In South Texas, it depended on who you were and what power it be locally that you kissed up to, because PAR exerted tremendous control over several counties in South Texas. And if someone were to gain too much power to go against PAR, he might just disappear. And that actually happened. And it was so bad in Duval County that I own a radio station down there, still do. But I've talked to people that were around at that time, and it was so bad that the Highway Patrol did not really operate in Duval County. They did to a certain extent, but they didn't respond to certain things unless PAR gave the go-ahead. And this went through even LBJ gave orders not to do certain things in Duval County because
the more things change, the more they stay the same. I mean, things might not be as obvious today as far as what you're describing, but those PARs and those people like him, they still exist. They're still sheriffs. They exist in positions like the sheriff in various different counties. People like Joe Arpaio come to mind, for instance. These little Hitlers that basically have as much control as they can possibly glean for themselves over a certain area, and they've got the trappings of the legitimacy of the state to go along with them to protect them even better than they would have been protected back in the day, wouldn't you say?
This is true.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You spit on the Republican icon, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Now we're going to get calls from people saying, well, you can't say that.
He's a Republican
American
icon.
He's good American dress and convicts up in pink panties.
He's a criminal thug. And a drug dealer. So I've heard, at least.
That's the claim. Yeah,
that's an allegation. Anyway, let's continue here with your calls and talk.
I'm not going to Phoenix, Arizona.
Neither. Not that I have a problem with selling drugs. It's just that I have a problem with him, busting all this competition. So we continue here, going to Steve, listening in Tampa, to WFLA. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
This is my first time I've listened to your show and the first time I've ever called a radio program, so I'm a little nervous. So.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry for the shock I'm sure you've experienced.
Yeah. It's just us. No worries.
You know, I have to say I love my country, but I really, really hate my government.
Mm.
You know, I live, I guess really the main reason I call, you were talking about paying for services that you didn't need or want or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I pay almost a little more than $9,000 a year in property taxes.
Good Lord.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Wow.
How much is your home
mansion?
You must live in a mansion.
No, actually, my home is valued at about $500,000.
That's what all people with mansions say. Yeah, you know, it's no big deal.
No, really, on my street, I'm one of the lesser expensive ones. But
wow.
But you know, what really gets to me is, I have a mortgage on my house, and I'm, you know, struggling to pay for it, but if I pay my house off and it's free and clear, they can come and take it away from me for not paying property taxes.
Damn right they can.
It's government rent.
Hey, Steve, if you've got more thoughts, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. You're welcome to stick with us. You didn't have much time there. 800-259-9231. Yeah, you don't really own your house.
Right. It's just rent that you pay to the government in order to keep your land.
You just have a little certificate that lets you transfer your rental of your house to somebody else. Really what that the title is. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today. It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, bringing up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there with the wiki, over 2,000 pages, created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
You and the people you know are being researched online every day. It's affecting your life, whether you realize it or not. So, know and control what the internet says about you. What does the internet say about you? It matters because you're being searched all the time when you apply for a job, a loan, school, when you date, run a business. You're being researched and compared to other. Private, inaccurate, unflattering information posted online can hurt you and your reputation, your career, even your relationships. Find out how to control and at least help control what people perceive about you online and get the web working for you at MyReputation.com. Use promo code FREE at MyReputation.com for Reputation Defender.
All right, so we're going to continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. Go to Bobby listening to WKVK in Vermont. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Man, boy, I've got to tell you, I've missed you guys. I missed not hearing you guys. I really look forward to listening to you on Saturday nights. But
that's a darn baseball getting in the way, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't want people to get, you know, take this the wrong way. I like baseball, you know. But, I mean, this is the only time I get a chance to hear you guys, and I get a chance to get, you know, a different perspective from other people from around the United States who I like to, you know, hear from.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad you're out there and appreciating the show, and the best thing I can suggest that you do is you contact a local radio station and tell them how you feel. I don't know, maybe you can convince them to start a sports station and move the baseball over there. I think it could happen.
Well, I think the problem is it's called selective hearing. You know, they're not interested in what it is that I want to
say. That's not true. That's not true.
Well, hear me out.
Okay.
Okay. We'll use the Monadnock Radio Group as an example. Okay, which you guys broadcast out.
Yeah, that's our affiliate.
Right. They have, you know, after Danny Mitchell, they have Glenn Beck. Then after that, they have Rush Limbaugh.
I hear he's big.
Howie Carr, and then Mark Levin, who is just nothing but a waste of airtime, as far as I'm concerned. Okay,
I agree with you, but
the thing of what I'm trying to point out is that, you know, these guys are nothing. It's all nothing but just bashing, constant bashing all the time,
and the same thing over and over again.
Not being productive. I'm productive around in this whole thing.
Hey, look, Bobby.
Listen to me. When it comes to Free Talk Radio Live,
Free Talk Live,
okay,
yeah.
It's completely different.
You are correct about that. Your observations are very astute, and I agree with them as a radio listener. The reason why I created Free Talk Live as a show was because I wanted to do the show that I wanted to hear. And I was, similarly to you, disappointed in the offerings of standard run-of-the-mill talk radio. And so that's why I started this show. And, you know, the fact is we're starting from the bottom rungs of the ladder, right? I mean, Rush Limbaugh has been around since 1989, I think, is when he started his show. So, I mean, he's had a long time to kind of build up an audience and build up his affiliate roster. And so we're starting from the very bottom, but we've done all right, I think, for the last 5 years that we've been syndicated, Mark. We've now hit 77 radio stations across the country, from all the way from Alaska to Florida. So, I mean, we're doing all right, but the fact is being a night show in the world of radio, one of the crosses we have to bear is that some stations are going to put baseball on, or basketball, or, you know, the local high school sports, that kind of thing. And it's just one of those things that we just have to deal with. And when you say that they don't care when you tell them how you feel about it, it's just not true. And here's my suggestion, and it goes for everybody listening, because a lot of you are just getting Free Talk Live on Saturday nights. The best thing you can do is to get more Free Talk Live is to call the station, talk to the program director, and give them some appreciation. You know, instead of just calling with critique, which is what most people do. When the program director takes a phone call from a local person, it's usually,
I don't like something, right, and this and that.
The reason they pick up the phone is because they're upset. They've been motivated enough, and usually that's upset that gets them to that.
So the best thing you can do to get more Free Talk Live on your local talk station is to call and show the program director some appreciation. Hey, I really like that Saturday night show, and I hear that they offer a weeknight show. Maybe you'd consider putting them on instead of the awful Mark Levin, this shrill, screaming, ranting.
I mean, the thing of it is, I mean, again, this is a guy, and again, we'll use Mark Levin as an example. I mean, this is a guy that just, you know, he literally beats people up. You know,
well, physically?
Well, I mean, not physically.
He looks
like. But I mean, you know, verbally.
He looks like a mobster. I think that...
that's just mean.
Well, that's what he looks like. When I see him, he reminds me of that. I've seen him in person at these talk radio conventions. I agree with you, man. It's some of the talk radio out there is awful.
Very nice.
And the best thing that we can... You know what would really solve it? If you want a guarantee to get Free Talk Live on during the week, come to him with advertising dollars.
Hey, I'll buy
ads.
Everything.
I'll buy ads on your radio station.
Free Talk Live, again, it gives the opportunity for the, you know, for people like, such as the guy down in Florida you talk with, Steve. It gives them the opportunity, you know, to get a different perspective.
Absolutely.
We're not beating people up or anything.
Well,
you know, we're not beating the president up every time somebody stubs their toe.
I did get a little upset earlier tonight with when David the cop guy was on the line. So sometimes that happens with me. But I appreciate the appreciation, and Bobby, thank you for the call. Glad you're out there, glad you're wading through the baseball to try to find us when we're finally on the air. And of course, I highly recommend that if you do have a local talk station in your area airing Free Talk Live, that you make your best effort to listen to them. But in the absence of that, we do have internet streams. You know, so if you've got internet access, even if it's dial-up, you can listen to Free Talk Live. We have a dial-up stream.
Who else is doing that for you on the nationally syndicated talk guys?
That's a good question, Mark.
I bet not too many. They don't, customer service isn't, they don't have to. They've got hundreds of thousands, millions of listeners. Rush Limbaugh, I think, was at 18 million last time I looked.
Not only do we have dial-up streams, we also have broadband streams, and they run around the clock. So if you're listening live, you can listen during the live times and hear us live, but after the show's over, you go right into a repeat of Free Talk Live, the most recent episode. So you can always get the streams. Plus, we've got the listen lines as well. So I'll give you those numbers here. There's a phone number you can call. As long as you can dial long distance, you can listen to Free Talk Live. 760-569-7752. 760-569-7752. And if you misplaced that number, you didn't get a chance to write it down, you can just visit our website at listen.freetalklive.com, and it's listed right there. So internet streams, phone lines. Also, we've got the Liberty Radio Network, where we air live during our live slot. That is now available on a satellite. So you can go and purchase a Ku-band satellite dish, or if you've already got one, if you've got free-to-air satellite, you can just tune into our transponder and listen to us without any kind of baseball interruption. So there are multiple ways for you to get your listening ears on this program. If you want to learn more about the satellite option, you can visit sat.lrn.fm. That's the Liberty Radio Network website, sat.lrn.fm. I've got my dish, and I tuned it in, and it sounds pretty good, so it's working out. But yeah, if you get the station locally and they're airing us, put us on, because that way you can support their station and support their local advertisers and keep Free Talk Live on the air. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your phone calls about what you want. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we get a lot of features there. Archives. Do we have archives? Yeah. We've got a full week's worth on the front page. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you all the way back to 2006. Go ahead. See if any of those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites, offer that kind of service.
Yeah, that kind of service charged.
Right. So it's all free at freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for gold and silver, Mark, you've got an option for our listeners.
Yeah, the fact is that talk radio is lousy with gold ads out there. They're just all over the place. And when I looked at buying gold at one point in the past, I found it a dizzying idea. Yeah, I wanted the gold and silver. I wanted the real value in my hand. But I didn't know when I talked to the salesman. I didn't understand. What I've done now that I have some experience in this is I've put together some gold and silver coins that people can look at. They can use to compare when they talk to people on the phone at these other places. I think that they're going to be some of the best rates that they're going to get on these particular items. And they're designed not for collector purposes, but for the purpose of getting gold and silver in your hand. Go to gold.freetalklive.com and check out what we've got there. There's certainly lots of other options if you want to call Midas Resources, who we're teamed up to do this with, and the telephone number's there. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. We continue taking your phone calls about what you want, going to Walt in Vermont. Also, Walt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Wallace, not Walt.
Oh, Wallace, what's on your mind tonight?
We've had two incidents now in 4 months of police tasing. And the latest one is probably so remarkable, I posted it to your website. This family apparently was worried about their relative, a guy. And they basically called up the police. This is the Barry City Police Department, population 8,000, about one-third of what Keene is.
Yep, we're on in Barry, actually, on WSNO.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, this guy basically comes up and starts to mumble stuff that his family thinks he's suicidal.
So he was ill, basically, but mentally disturbed.
Well, he had one of his bad days. And
they called the police. This never ends well because the police are not there to help.
Right, they're not mental health counselors.
Yeah.
This is basically for a so-called welfare check.
Mm.
To check to see whether or not he's all together and whether he's going to hurt himself. So he starts walking down a stretch of the railroad tracks in the city of Barry. And lo and behold, this cop comes and starts talking to him, and he was carrying a knapsack, and the cop said, "Let me see your knapsack." So he hands it over, right? So the cop finishes up, the guy starts walking away, and lo and behold, still walking down this railroad track, which maybe there's two trains or three trains a day, usually for granite stuff. So anyway, two more cops come the opposite direction. They confront this guy again. Again, he gives him the knapsack. Again, basically, he had told him, the first guy, that he had a fishing knife in the knapsack. And supposedly, this guy reached into his pocket. He had been searched by this other officer, the first officer.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys pull their guns. And one of the officers had a taser. So they tased this guy.
He was reaching into his pocket.
Supposedly reaching into his pocket. But he had been searched by this other guy, this other police officer. Needless to say, they charged him with you know what charge.
Disorderly conduct.
Yep.
Resisting arrest?
No.
No, okay. Sometimes it's both.
Resisting arrest. Okay. So the charge basically goes before the court. And the judge, who has a reputation of being, so-so, he basically dismisses the charge.
Oh, that's nice.
And he says the only people that broke the law, maybe, were the police.
Sure, but when they break the law, they've got almost total immunity.
So he tossed them all in jail.
Well, this is the other thing. The prosecutor, and it's not like in Keene where you have a police prosecutor. This is supposedly a licensed attorney,
mm-hmm,
called the state's attorney for the county of Washington. This guy turns around and tries to make a deal with this guy. Hey, we'll give you time served, a fine, get the blank out of here.
Why would he make a deal with him after the judge already dropped
this
the charge?
This was before
the
judge made the decision.
Gotcha.
And when the judge started to make his decision and actually made it, I was actually in the courtroom. And because I was interested for my own peace
sure,
of
sure.
mind. And
so the guy didn't take the deal then, which is
really... So he
didn't
take the deal, and his attorney argues that if anybody broke the law, it was the police. And the judge agreed with him.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Wallace. 800-259-9231. So many stories like that. The guy's lucky that he survived the welfare check. I mean, we have...
It does. I'm sorry. There are people that don't survive these welfare checks.
That's right. We've had stories before where somebody ends up with a bullet hole in them because of the so-called welfare check. Where the police come out and they are on the edge for whatever reason because they,
I wouldn't want a job where I'm dealing with crazy people. You shouldn't be sending cops out to do the job mental health workers.
Yeah. But at least the guy was apparently not crazy enough to take the plea deal. I mean, as has happened so many times, people go into courtrooms, they're offered this deal. Hey, we'll cut you the break. You just plead guilty. Well, he didn't plead guilty and lo and behold, the charge was dropped. Most people,
I wouldn't put my, all my eggs in the judicial system basket. You know,
I'm not suggesting you should put your eggs in any basket. I'm just saying that usually people take the plea deal,
yes,
and they never end up going to trial, and so they never end up finding out how full of holes the state's case really is. Because basically, they're bluffing in so many cases. the state government people are bluffing when they bring charges against people, and they just know that they can intimidate their way into getting plea bargains.
You hate America.
What are you talking about?
No, I entirely agree. When you're talking about this plea bargaining situation, plea bargainings are, as far as I'm concerned, a criminal enterprise. Who do they benefit? Do they benefit the victim of the crime?
Mm-hmm.
No. Do they benefit the person who might be erroneously accused of a crime? No. Do they benefit the person? I suppose they benefit. Yeah, you're right. All they do is benefit the criminals inside and outside the judicial system, because it benefits judges. It benefits prosecutors. It benefits people that want to grow the size of government. It doesn't benefit any of us who expect some kind of service from our government.
You want to talk about, we had a guy earlier talking about how local control could stop the feds. This is one of the ways local control can really be made. Rather than just electing politicians, you could just have people refuse to go along with the game anymore, because it's really, it's just a big scam. The so-called justice system, okay, yeah, there are some instances where there are real disputes, where there's real property damage. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the 98% of the cases that you're going to see on a Monday morning arraignment, where you're dealing with pot possession, running through a stop sign, you know, that kind of crap.
Not even running through, rolling through.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you're going to see, or driving while suspended, that nonsense where there's no victim. That's how they just load up the docket with these people, and they ring the cash register as they all just plead guilty. If those people, if 10% of them were to just take not guilty, then the system would not be able to handle it. The system requires your obedience. It requires you to go along with the game, along with the scam. Because as soon as you say no, they don't know what to do. My God, the prosecutor has to do work? Oh, crap, I've got to get discovery together. I've got to actually figure out what questions to ask these witnesses. I've got to do a trial. Oh, when's the last time I did a trial? And it makes it very difficult on them. It makes it very difficult. And so that's one of the, I think, the tactics is going to be very successful up here in New Hampshire. We'll tell you about the Free State Project here in a little bit. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231 and take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Oh, by the way, don't forget to visit freetalklive.com. Lots of great stuff there. You get to control the content of the website, submit stuff to it, like Wallace did. He said he submitted that to our site. That's great, because it exposes other people to what you think is interesting. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. We're here at Saturday night. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And again, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You heard a caller earlier this hour who was talking about how much he really realized that Free Talk Live, it was Bobby, he was telling us that Free Talk Live is just so different from those other talk shows. And it's true. I mean, we're still talk radio, so we still have that talk show feel to us, but we're not like the rest of those guys. So if you appreciate that, head over, become an amplifier, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get all the details, get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. We continue with your calls. Richard, listening to WKMQ in Tupelo. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Man, you guys are anti-state, anti-war, pro-market. The other radios are talk radios. That's all statism.
So it sure
is. The difference is like day and night.
Well, you know, I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate it. I prefer pro-freedom rather than anti-this and anti-that.
Yeah. Look, I had a comment and a question.
Sure.
The comment was about the legitimate role of government. I'm sure you're familiar with Albert J. Nock and what he wrote on the subject.
Our enemy, the state?
Correct.
I've not read it, but I've heard of the guy.
Okay, he makes a distinction between government and the state. Hmm. He says government only has one legitimate purpose. To protect your rights.
Well,
it's to provide no services.
Well, how does the government protect rights without first violating them?
Well, let me make my point.
Okay, please. Go ahead.
First, and the state is actually predatory. It takes that power, and then through taxation and licenses and all the rest, it's predatory. It preys on the peaceful citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So the state. Is really, like you guys say, it's parasitic. But now
if the government was able to stay in the role of a small organization that actually did protect people's rights, people's life, people's property, as it was envisioned to do, then there would be no room for people to say things like, "Well, the government's a coercive entity," because it wouldn't have gotten so big that anybody would really have a problem with it.
So what's
that's
your question?
Correct. That's why it really needs to be limited. But now here's my question.
Hmm.
Okay, why are people so scared of liberty? In other words, the statists They have the power, and when you try to discuss liberty with people, I mean, you're like right on the fringe. Very few people are interested in hearing about it, and, you know, they seem to get hostile.
Yeah, well, it's a good question, and here's my answer. I think it has directly to do with the government indoctrination system. The government is running the schools for the most part in this country, and most people, you know, probably 90% of the American people are being educated in these government indoctrination camps, and so they're being taught.
And 100% are having to pay for them.
Yeah, and they're being taught this lesson that government is good, government is necessary, we couldn't live without government. Without government, it'd be chaos. Without government, we'd have warlords, and it would be much worse, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's all this propaganda that is shoved down the throat, this pro-state propaganda shoved down the throats of the American people. So a lot of people know that there's something wrong. They know there's something really, really wrong in this country, and they're just not quite sure what it is. And of course, when you tell them it's the government, it's just this organization of men and women calling themselves government, forcing themselves on people, they recoil at that because it goes against what they've been indoctrinated with for, in many cases, as little as 13 years and longer if people go to college.
Yeah, that's true. There's an awful lot of brainwashing going on.
It's just also, it goes on beyond that, too. If you think about it, you've got the government schools and the government colleges that they're all very state-oriented that indoctrinate people. And then they go into society and they get into roles like talk radio and television and journalism. And so they take their pro-state beliefs and they espouse them throughout their lifetimes. So then it seems even more crazy when someone like us gets on and, you know, talks about freedom, or you talk to a friend and you're trying to explain to them what liberty really means. You sound even more crazy because, well, that's not what they're hearing on the radio. That's not what they're hearing on television. That's not what their other friends are talking about. You must be nuts.
Yeah. Well, my final comment is I appreciate you guys. You know, you're promoting social power instead of state power, and that's what we need.
Hey, here's my solution for you, by the way, because I agree with you that this is a problem. And the solution is to get together with other like-minded people so you're no longer just a lone nutter talking about freedom. You can be together with other people like that, and that's where the Free State Project
with other nutters.
Well,
yeah, comes
wait a minute
hand.
Now. The Free State Project with the Eskimos up in New Hampshire? Come on.
We're from Florida.
Hey, dude. I am a Florida native, and yes, it does get cold here, but we've got heat. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It was my objection, too, when I first heard about the Free State Project.
Here.
Oh, my God, it's cold up there.
You grow up in Florida, you don't think you can handle the cold. But honestly, during the summer, you didn't in Florida, I certainly didn't go outside and do anything because you'd have died out in the heat. So
yeah.
I'll admit to you, you don't have to shovel sunshine, but... you know, it's
but the you know the problem
there was no there was no prospect for liberty where I was living. It just wasn't going to happen.
No, because the status coming from New York and New Jersey come down to Florida and they retire there. It just keeps getting worse. So look, hey, nobody ever said getting to liberty would be an easy process. And for me,
yeah, the guys at Valley Forge didn't have it very easy.
Right. Hey, at least we've got shoes and stuff, right? They didn't have so many shoes back then, did they? At Valley Forge.
They, as I understand, wrap their feet with cloth.
Yeah. So we've got shoes, and they've got nice insulated boots and things like that up here. So it's really not. I mean, I've hiked the mountain up here in the wintertime. I found myself riding around on my bicycle this winter in like 35 degree temperatures, and I wasn't wearing anything other than what I would have purchased for clothing down in Florida. I had a pair of jeans on. I had a leather jacket on. And it wasn't a big deal.
Surprising how quickly. I mean, it's been 3 years.
Right.
You're completely used to it.
So I don't know if I'm completely used to it. I don't want to go and get a job.
Nobody gets used to it. Entirely used to it.
I don't want to go and get a job in construction during the wintertime or anything like that.
You don't want a job in construction anyway.
No, that's
and a
true.
Job in construction in Florida stinks in the summertime. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I put roofs on in Florida. I know.
So, yeah. So getting together with other like-minded people, it's happening now. It's happening in New Hampshire. The Free State Project is the place to go to learn more about it. You can go to freestateproject.org. That's why we moved here, Mark. And as Dale, our Friday night co-host, said last night, it's been a blast. It has been so much fun. In fact, we're going to Dale's party tonight, and there's going to be people hanging out and socializing, and we'll have more people at Dale's party, his birthday party tonight, than
we believe in liberty than we ever had at any kind of Libertarian Party meeting or Ron Paul meetup or whatever.
Yeah, I would say that the amount of people at Dale's party will eclipse easily the amount of people that came to the election night party for the Libertarian Party in 2004.
Yeah, in Sarasota, Florida.
Yep, in Sarasota, which is a population at least three times as many as this county here. In fact,
Oh, many times more than that.
I think there's 300,000 people in Sarasota. There's like 100,000 people
in Cheshire County.
Cheshire County. Mm. So you can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Drew in Clearwater, listening to WFLA. Hello, Drew.
Yeah, hi, guys. Great show.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, to make a long story real very short, a buddy of mine opened a bait and tackle shop in Clearwater. He had a mural of fish painted on the side of it.
That's advertising.
Well, no, it's actually art. It's protected speech per the First Amendment. And anyway, the city cited him calling it a sign.
I know. I'm fooling with you.
So, well, anyway, instead of destroying the mural, he covered it with a banner of the First Amendment. So then the city cited him for the First Amendment being a sign.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
I set up a website about it. This happened about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. We got thousands of emails and faxes. The city was deluged. Anyway, the ACLU jumped into it on his side. They, mm-hmm. they got Donald Trump's attorney involved. They sued wow. the city in the federal court. The federal judge and the magistrate issued a permanent injunction against the city. Wow. Then the city ended up settling out of court. My buddy got $690 for the fines that he had paid, and the ACLU got about $55,000 in attorney's fees.
Oh, boy.
And no rules were changed. There was absolutely no change occurred at the city level. The city has two people that do nothing but drive around looking for things to cite people for.
So even though they lost
so few,
even though they lost that particular case, they didn't change their rules. They're going to continue going after everybody else.
Yeah, they had this. There's been absolutely no change, and this isn't the first time. The city of Clearwater had lost a previous federal case against a car dealership for having flags. They said he had too many flags, and they lost that case. And what I'm saying is that the mindset of these cities is just it's just say no, let me cite you. Let me make you pay license fees, everything else.
And well, right. The more times they hand out citations, the more likely people are just going to pay them.
And if they lose, then they just use taxpayers' money to defend themselves.
Yeah, it's a big scam. And I thank you for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Drew. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. Enough time for your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.